So do you have multiple suppliers for your website? A lot of website owners do. They maybe have a web design company, then they have a hosting company, maybe a search up engine optimization company. And so all of these different people are off doing their own different things. And that can create conflict and problems sometimes. So for example, if you've got a SEO company that is primarily focused on driving more traffic to your website, then the decisions that they make may well sometimes come in conflict with the decisions your web design company makes that are primarily interested in converting users that come to the site. So a classic example of that is a SEO company might want to put lots of keywords into your site that do very well at improving your search engine rankings, but maybe make it slightly harder for users to actually read that, and so not as many convert. My point here is that you can have different agencies with different conflicting priorities working on your site at any one time. And so it's really important that you get them talking to one another and you create a feeling of a whole team rather than having these isolated suppliers. If they're talking and working together, they'll find solutions and common ground. If they're not talking to one another, then they end up perceiving each other as the enemy, the person that's suggesting something that they disagree with. Also, often when this stuff is passed from one agency via you to another, there's the kind of meaning and the reasoning behind it is often lost. And so the other party doesn't necessarily understand the whole thinking that went into the decisions being made. So get them talking. Get your hosting company talking to your web designers talking to your SEO companies and so on. It'll make a huge difference in the smooth running of your projects, and hopefully will create one cohesive team.